Enough of this chit-chat, let's get to it then. I like my beer like I like my women, stout and bitter.
I won't fall for any bad pickup line. You've got to try two or three at least.
Fantastic.
I like to see you in a kilt.
Let's get on with it then. Got a quest to do in 15 minutes. Run away! I don't drink anymore. Of course, I don't drink any less either. I don't have a drinking problem. I get drunk, I fall down, no problem. I'm having a wardrobe malfunction. Oh, there's me hammer.
You're listening to Living in Sin, your World of Warcraft podcast, episode 005 for 14 April 2012. I'm John Satsoga Augusta, and here with me is my wife, Kate Fee Augusta, and the Sir Leroy of Jenkins, the Diplomat of Destruction, Carnivorous Collector of Souls, Harley James.
Greetings, member of the World of Warcraft. We are anonymous and small. Masters of technology and the former denizens of Nemeregan. It has come to the attention of the anonymous activists community that the US government just shutted down the website where Libit machinimas were hosted. World War Web is now engaged. Thousands of gnomes are now pissed. And you know what that means. No more Mr. Nice Gnome. Enemies of freedom, prepare to be extinguished by dangerous, useless and impractical devices. Justice will be swift, it will be righteous, it will be without mercy and it will be for the people of Azeroth. Operation Gnivibrator Fury. Engaged. We are anonymous. We are pretty small. We do not forgive. And most of the time, we do not forget. Expect us.
On 14 April 2012, the Living in Sin Sin Gaming Guild podcast recorded their fifth podcast live via Ustream. To supplement the usual commentaries from your host, Satsoga, Fee and Harley James, we invited Andariel and Lizzie Thena to cover the topics of raiding, beta testing the Mists of Pandera, Sin Gaming Guild merchandise store, Guild fundraising for the Susan G. Komen Walk for Life, and the 2012 WoW Arena season. The show was filled with a very informative panel of guildies sharing their light-hearted views of Blizzard, the World of Warcraft, and guild life in general. Unfortunately, the first hour of the show recorded was lost to the internet airwaves due to a hostile takeover by an organization called Gnivibrator Fury. Living in Sin will devote all its efforts to tracking down and punting this mini menace of Azeroth. We would like to invite our guests back to the 12th of May recording to make up for this loss of showtime, as we enjoyed having them on the show. We at the Living in Sin podcast apologise to those listeners that couldn't make it for the live stream and experience this episode of our podcast in its entirety and hilarity. Portions of the show that recovered follow. But anyhow, I'm going to be walking through Seattle on these 3 days. Initially, the donations were due in the week before we walked. Now, then they moved it down to June 14th. But now, I think because of events that have hit the media and through people's lives, it's now back up to August 14th. So that's good. I've got 150 raised at the moment, which is far less than the 400 miles I have schlepped since January getting ready for this thing. I could have actually walked to your house by now, somebody, Ander.
How much do you have raised right now?
$150.
Don't tease me now.
No, I have $150. And $120 of it was an anonymous donation. So if anybody...
So you raised $30?
I have raised $150.
No, you said one was an anonymous donation of $120.
Yes, it was given to me from somebody I don't know. Hence the word anonymous.
So you slept 400 miles for $30?
That's training. It's not the actual thing.
Well, if you would hurry up and help her fundraise here,
Thank you, Lindsay.
She would have the rest of the money. Slackers, come on. Help the girl out.
Buy the swag.
So the difference is, yes, the stuff looks...
Me and Miss are getting together a package. We're going to be buying some stuff here real soon.
I think you should make a music video of Sexy and I Know It, and then we can sell that.
So here's the thing. I am working on a portrait of HJ. Once it's done, obviously I'm not selling it because it's me and I don't sell myself.
not cheap anyways.
But if you like it, if you like the style, if you like the painting itself, and you want one done of your tune, we could talk and see how much it is, because I am giving portions of my art that I'm selling between now and a deadline to Fee. So
yay.
This will give more... like a personal feel for the art. So, I mean, because I don't think anybody would really, I mean, I guess you would buy the Wolverine one, but there's a couple things that I have that I don't think that you guys would buy per se, but if I had like something that was more personal for you, then I could do that. So, I'm going to do one for myself.
Painting things you don't think people will buy.
Well, I'm painting things that I don't think that people in Sin would buy.
Because I think you underestimate the power of Sin.
They're really expensive. Like one of the paintings I have up for $5,000. So I don't know if somebody's willing to pay $5,000 for it.
You never know unless you ask. Worst they can do is say no.
I don't know. But there's other stuff that I'm selling as well. But
and even then, there's drugs for that.
but I want to keep it like in the realistic realm of, you know, not thousands of dollars. And something that, you know, that would be more Sin related, because it is Sin for, you know, for
Sin for boobies,
Sin for boobies, Sin for charity. So keep it more along those lines, which I'm also going to have the Sin pins, which I haven't decided how to sell them. Like I'm sitting here with them and I don't know how, if I should just set up like, that's like stumped me because I can't sell them on Cafe Press. So I don't know how the fundraising for that was.
Well, maybe we can talk about that later, HJ, but I do... hang on a minute. I'm just having a wardrobe malfunction.
We gotta hold on for that?
I was like, you're putting us on pause for that? What? Where's the music? Cue the music.
Go, well, help me out here.
Look at this buff. Isn't it neat? Mark of the wild from your head to your feet. Wouldn't you think I'm a girl? A girl who heals everything. Look at this raid. Void zones galore. Step in the bat and you'll hear me roar. Don't look at me and assume. Sure, she'll heal everything. I've got melee and casters aplenty. I've got two tanks that play aggro war. You want more DPS? We've got plenty. But who cares? No big deal. QQ more. I wanna be where the pro raiders are. I wanna see. Wanna see and bosses, Blackwing Descent, which has, what do you call him? Oh, Nef. Rolling with Juves, you won't get too far. Swiftmen's required for efflorescence. Showing the raid that I'm, what's that word again? Fleet. You'll get a dot, I'll cast a hot. Clear casting procs and I'll use tranquility for you and me, part of your raid. Oh, what would I give if I could heal only heroics? What gold I'd pay to always wear my best in slot? Bet you with pugs they'd love my mug. Bet you they'll always send me invites. Resto Druid, heal so fluid, ready to mend. And I'm ready to heal through the mass AoE. Tanks get my life bloom, it stacks 1, 2, 3. Don't stand in fire or else you'll get, what's the word, burned. So live and learn. wouldn't you love, love to get heels that are just unheard of? Watch and you'll see, someday I'll be part of your race.
John, you need to get a new one.
But yeah, the stuff on Cafe Press looks a little bit expensive, but they do take 10% when anybody buys, and anything that's left over after that will go as a donation into my pot, and it will be from the Sin Gaming Guild. And I will, once we get something donated in there from the guild, I'll actually be wearing the guild banner on my t-shirts over the 3 days that I'm walking, so everybody knows who we are. And that's it, basically. And if anybody has any more questions about it, they can either email me at simpodcast@gmail.com or hit me up in game or hunt me down on Facebook.
I think I want to make
email you pictures too.
Sorry?
Can we email you pictures too?
Yes, you can email me pictures as well if you wish.
There you go.
Yeah, email me anything you want. I'm not easily shocked. I live with John.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And that's it in a nutshell. So if anyone has any more questions, or they want to know a little bit more about what's going on with that fundraiser for the guild, or with the guild, or by the guild, just ask. And speaking of doing things in the guild, when are we arenaing again, HJ?
Renewing what? The guild?
When are we arenaing?
Oh. Arena.
PvP.
PvP.
Oh, I'm waiting to get into this next segment because I've got a whole bunch of questions.
Go for it.
I arena like all the time, and I even have a healer now, and I'm working on my pally healer for PvP for arenas. But I'm still working on my two healers for PvP. But as far as HJ, I'm always looking for people to arena with.
Hey, do you have the script?
If you do, don't read it.
Yes.
Blizzard is pleased to announce the registration for the 2012 World of Warcraft.
I'm already down on line 172.
You have numbers on you?
Everyone follow me down there.
172.
Oh, I'm on 186.
What's on 172?
172 is nice and blank there, homie.
We're raising money for cancer research.
Oh, we've done that.
What the hell version did you all get?
In the guild, Cafe Press store will go towards a Sin Gaming Guild donation.
We covered all that.
We've done that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at this. I'm looking at Operation.
Oh, that's one.
Ignore anything in red.
170.
I want to know.
Yeah. Okay.
What is a Nova Braider?
You'll find out.
Oh, God. Everything just went up in the
air.
Are
you selling that on the guild website?
That's what I'm asking.
Because that would make some money.
Amber needs to be on one of those.
I was going to say, more to the point, whose face would you put on it?
Oh, my goodness. You put in the bomb.
Keep me covered. I'm going in.
So we got the 2012 Arena Pass open.
So when is the registration phase on that, HJ?
April 10th through May 22nd. During this period, you can register for the North American 2012 Arena Pass service. Registration will be closed outside of these dates. So you have to register between April 10th, which is past, but you have until May 22nd.
So are you registering?
I don't know how.
Ask Ombre, he did.
Yeah, I know he did, but you kind of need a team, and I don't really have a team. I need like two other people.
Speaking of a team. Tank.
If I have a tank in an arena, I think I'm going to lose.
Your team can be bribed. Think about that. Bribery.
I don't want photos.
I guess I'll keep these photos to myself.
The hell?
Are they scratch and sniff?
Yes.
Flat.
But of course. the practice, even on the email.
But the practice phase. The practice phase happens between April 24th and May 8th. So it's during the registration phase, which is kind of weird.
How is that different to a normal...
Put the flask down.
Was that your chicken impersonation?
Was that different from... Sexy hey, and hey. I know it.
Like the Korean realm again.
That was the answer to the question of what came first, the chicken or the egg.
I thought we figured that out. It was the rooster.
Yeah, it is definitely the rooster.
No, it's the Wooster.
The Wooster.
Oh, that brings us back to Jeeves.
Jeeves.
Okay, so practice phase. What is that? Again.
During this period, you will be able to enjoy the Arena Pass realm and practice your setup with your friends. Matches played during these phases will not count towards the pet and title prizes.
Whoa, wait a minute. Your pet is in the arenas this time?
No, you what? Get pets.
Oh, okay. I got it.
You get
I thought
pets,
it was like the non-combat prizes. Pets.
No.
Okay.
That's so it's cool. Literally a practice round where you can actually like get good with your team. Without earning any points towards the normal prizes.
Yeah, so do that in normal arenas?
You could do that on normal arenas.
I'm just asking.
So you could actually use the normal ones as practice?
Well, you could, but if you do it outside your team...
Well, it says that you can do the realm, the arena pass realm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now are there not specifics on this that you can choose gear and all that stuff by signing up? Is that not right?
Where?
Choose gear? What do you have here?
Yeah, don't you get level appropriate gear. You don't have to build up conquest points to buy gear to get a better team. Your team will automatically be geared from what I understand.
Oh, okay. That'd be nice.
But only be fair.
So this is the practice phase. Is if you do it in the practice phase, you get to use all the cool gear. If you do just normal arenas, you're going to be using the crap that you're wearing now.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty cool. So it's basically you can see what you can get and fight with that stuff and see where you'll be at if you do good.
No, you will fight with it. Even in the regular season. You will fight with that armor.
Oh, okay.
Preview.
This isn't something I'd pay to do, though, because if I've got $25, I'm a bit like Lindsay. I want to buy something geekish that I can have out there. I don't want to pay for arena pass.
And
Dover
Brader?
One of those as well, yes.
Hell yes, I would pay $25 for that.
There you go.
That's awesome money.
Yeah, it's $25 to get the Warcraft Arena Pass.
Well, that's just nonsense.
This is your segment? You don't know they're charging for it?
I don't pay for stuff.
Somebody needs to get fired.
So,
as long as we don't have to bring Lois Lane back.
No.
So for people who really like to arena, this is their little, like,
this is their time to shine.
They can go over to their own special realm and do all this really awesome, epic stuff, and they get to pay for that privilege.
And they bring back the gear back to their own server.
No.
They don't?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. So you're basically paying to go on like a PTR-type server, Battle Royale with everybody, and then just get posted on a scoreboard.
Right. This is basically my...
But you get the pet.
You get the pet, yeah.
If you win it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the title.
Yeah, so what you get to get out of it is your pets and your title prizes, which, if you think about it, you're paying $25 for a mount or a pet usually anyway from the Warcraft store. And so actually get something out of it. You get to work for it.
Yeah, but I'm thinking they're probably going to give a pet to everybody, though. Like, nobody goes home the loser.
That would be good, because like Fee said, if I'm paying $25, I better get something geeky out of it.
HJ's monkey's on the loose again.
So, in the guild store, why don't we add, like, puppy booties?
Puppy booties.
Yeah. I have to look.
That way you would be hearing my clicky-clacky dog right now.
That's right.
That's HJ's
it sounds like
monkey.
Thing.
That's my dog.
No, we came to the conclusion it was your monkey with the broken hip going around hitting cymbals.
Okay, now what happened?
I thought Gorbo couldn't make it.
And his hip is broken for a whole different other reason.
Isn't it, Ander? Now, with this arena thing, you get until the... from my understanding, from looking into it at Blizzard, because I did look into it at one point, cause I wondered if HJ would want to come with me till I saw it cost $25, is you can sign up for it until the practice phase begins on April 24th, and then it's closed. You cannot register after the 24th when the realms go up. Is that...
Are you sure?
Apparently.
Because it says May 22nd in the paperwork I have.
Yeah, this is in the forums. Somebody posted this up in the actual arena forums.
Yeah, this is actually in the arena forums because the link to sign up for it is glitched. So everybody has to call Blizzard to sign up and do the stuff that they need to do. And when people are calling Blizzard, they're told that on the 24th of April, the realms will go up and the registration will end. Oh, no, on the 8th of May when the rank period begins, sorry.
Yeah, so those who register early get more practice time than the slackers wait until the end of the practice period.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can register from April 10th to May 22nd. The ladder ends on May 22nd.
Once the ladder begins, that is it, registrations are closed.
So May 8th is when registrations
close. Okay, May 8th.
So why did they put the 10th through the 22nd to register if it's going to close on the 8th? That's kind of like... I'll procrastinate and
Exactly.
I don't know, but if you're the idiot that's going to drop $25 to come in on the last day, well, I don't know what to tell you.
We will gladly take your money.
Yes. Yes, HJ, go and stand at the door.
Yeah.
Why, yes, I am a Blizzard representative, but it only has one Z in it. Don't worry about
my finger.
That's why I need your money.
That's how
I have a mustache.
And your comfortable sneaking slippers.
Yes.
So on the ranked leader phase, which phase one is, all arena rating points will be set to zero when this phase begins. The rank 3v3 matches played during this phase will count towards the pet and title prizes. If a player switches from one arena team to another, which I have a feeling it's going to happen, the arena team that the player joins will have their arena rating reduced by 150 points.
What? So they better really be a ringer.
Yeah, so
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, if you're going to leave your team, you better... you better be good because, or those other people better suck because the other team you're joining is going to take a hit for you for joining, in between a ranked ladder later phase.
Wait a minute.
Gotcha.
I probably should have really read this before I sent it out, but I'm looking at the note down at the bottom here. They begin, phases begin once weekly. Maintenance has finished on dates specified. Oh, okay, I got it. I'm tracking with it now. So,
oh no, you used that word.
Tracking.
Dad, military boy.
I am following. I am following what it is saying.
Every time he says that, everything goes wrong. We should know this.
You know, right? Yeah, that word's banned in my house. I'm just saying.
Oh no. Okay, I understand this. So. You could register until May 22nd. On May 28th, when the rank ladder phase one starts, you could switch teams with people. You could go from one team to the other. But on the phase two, on May 22nd, is when registration is open. But
yeah, you can also join late. So if I'm a slacker and I take that long for Fee to convince me that I need to join this thing with her, and it's May 18th, and phase one's already been going, I can join and join her team and we can start ranking, but we would have missed out on that whole first 2 weeks of being able to gain rank.
Right, but the thing is that on May 22nd, like you could practice on May 18th through May 22nd. If you and Fee decide that it's better off that you guys join another team or whatever, what have you, you could do it up until May 22nd. The latter phase on May 22nd, you can no longer, after May 22nd through June 5th,
you're locked.
You're locked into that.
Right, you're locked in. So early registration begins April 10th. Practice phase, if you've registered by then, begins April 24th. Rank phase one starts May 8th, you can register any point during that and start, but it's in your best interest to register as early as possible if you know you're going to do it, so you get the most game time and the most time to earn rank.
And that's basically for people who haven't really arenaed with the people that they're arenaing, that they're teaming up with, to see if their chemistry is good. I mean, and that's smart. I mean, you should. I mean, if you know, like, I know that Omri already knows that his brother's coming in to heal for him, and he's basically getting his threes team. That's pretty concrete, and they're probably not going to switch out. I mean, they could register. He could have registered on May 22nd, and he could have been locked in, and they probably would have done all right. But, you know, maybe his brother is sick or something happens and is deported to Africa. Or
Honduras.
Or to the new home in Mexico that's coming off after Pandaria.
Yeah.
And then he needs to find a healer. So, you know, if that happens anywhere between May 8th through May 22nd, that's fine. But you know, if his brother gets deported anytime after May 22nd, then they're screwed.
I get it. Okay. Thank you for dumbing that down for me. I appreciate it.
So, what's through that portal?
I'll see you in Mexico.
Have the margaritas ready. I'll
hasta
them.
La vista.
Tacos. That's about as much Mexican as I know. But we are... Oh, hush. Show off. We are going to send... No, I'm not going to send anything. I said myself insane.
We send them in every month.
I may be sending.
So, what
other
do you want us to do, Kate?
Oh, I don't know. Just pour me a tall, cold drink and put me in a corner somewhere.
I forgot.
going to run... What? What? Hush! The feet is the speaking. Okay,
hey, we're going
to... Help me!
Don't make me go chicken on everybody again.
I forgot my chilled flask in the freezer.
Well, seeing how long it's taking me to get into this snippet, you've probably got time to get several chilled flasks. Alrighty, we're going to run another one of our...
Be careful when you get that flask, because my donor swimmers are in there too, so...
Ew.
You don't want to confuse those two.
You sent in the gnomes?
I think I've just been a little sick in my mouth there.
Oh my god, I'm dying.
It hurts.
Oh. I love you guys. Okay, let's try this again.
Yes, Lizzie, why not? We're going to be running another one of our contests, but this time it's slightly different. What we'd like you guys to do is send us not a crinkly water bottle that the dog is eating in the background, but a funny audio clip that relates to either the Guild or the World of Warcraft that you play. And you send it in to us at the usual simpodcast@gmail.com. The couple of things about the clip is it can't be any longer than a minute. And what we will do is we will then review all the entries to pick a winner and we will add it to the next podcast. And what you win would be a personalised Guild t-shirt with your character on it. This will then start our Guildie of the Month run through the Cafe Press shop.
I've already submitted two of mine audio clips. Yes. Pay, pay, pay.
Audio clips.
Audio.
Okay.
Yes.
Audio.
I'm sorry. I was thinking, what can I do in under a minute?
Audio. Not a lot at your age, Anne. Not a lot.
That's a lot of stress.
So you can't use my two phrases.
No, those are trademarked to Harley James.
This is awesome. I love this contest. It's brilliant.
I think this is the best contest we've had so far, and I'm hoping it's going to be hilarious. And what we may do is we may just, people that we've had on the show in the past as well, to help us decide what the winner is, we may do a random, hey, let's get together on this day. We need to listen to these audio clips. But yeah, great, great prize, your personalized Guild shirt, and you would be our first Guildie of the Month.
And you can't say, oh, no, I can't do it, because all the smartphones have that little memo thing on it. Just, you know, put it on record, record whatever you got. Stick it to your computer speakers during vent chat or whatever, because there's some funny stuff that comes out of Anders' raids whenever I sit in the channels and listen.
And that's not...
So, question. Is there a limit on the number of entries a single guildie can send in?
Send in as many as you want. We will...
So, it's like buying raffle tickets. The more I send in, the higher my chances are I'm going to win something.
Absolutely. Give me this.
Exactly. Lindsay nailed it on the head there. The more times you enter, the better chance you have of winning.
Exactly. Same rules apply to my personal event channel. Send as many pictures as you'd like.
So remember, register your guild characters on the guild webpage, which is sin, and remember there's a hyphen between the S, the I, the N, guild, all in one word, .wildstead.com. While you're there, check out the website, post your comments, questions on the forums. Lindsay just registered last night after she stripped down naked trying to do the registration process, and you know,
you missed it. I was naked.
I'm never invited to these things.
Well, I was online, but you were gone already.
We sent you an invite.
Oh, for crying out loud!
The one time you log out.
Yeah, I'm gone one time.
And you logged out early.
That's when things happen.
Yeah.
He did log out really early. Were you not feeling too good?
Oh, I've just been I've been working massive amounts of hours, so.
Okay.
So we'll be working 20 of 21 days.
Holy
until
Christmas.
Next Friday. Yeah.
So, are you going to hook me up with some baseball tickets?
You bet. You bet. I can get you some baseball tickets.
That is my one thing. It's on my bucket list. I want to go to a baseball game. I love baseball.
You're going to travel to Colorado, Fee, to go watch the Rockies?
I would, yes. I really would.
Oh, my
gosh.
You should totally tell me. I'll go with you.
Even though the Seattle Mariners are right up the road. But
yes, but
oh, my gosh. And we'll make punch, and it'll be a party.
Oh, my gosh.
Mai Tais. Hell yeah. Yeah.
I would so do that. It's like if somebody...
Hey, we can use Mai Tais. It don't matter. It's yours or mine.
That's... You didn't know that was...
Hello.
Yep, I would travel to Colorado to see the Rockies, like I would travel to Texas to see the Rangers. So,
I would travel to Texas to see the Rangers, but yeah. So, Facebook, let the guild know what you're up to out of the game on your mobile Facebook app by posting it on the Sin Gaming Guild face page.
Man, that's a dangerous thing right there.
What
I don't know if we just want casual updates on what people are doing outside of the game.
What you doing, girl? I'm shopping for some shoes.
It may be how you get your pictures for your vent channel there, Ander.
For your audio clips.
Quite possibly.
Audio clips and nowadays video on there.
Oh my goodness. We should take a clip and then like take a photo and say and send your clip to attach it to that photo.
What?
No, I know what he's saying. I understand. Yeah.
Okay, translate.
This is a small portion of the show. We have a photo. When they send their audio clips and they attach it to the photo.
Oh, okay.
See, that was simple.
Yes, that works.
That was my one sentient moment in the whole of 5 podcasts.
Yes.
And I need to go.
And you're up.
Thank you.
Somebody got a seal?
The monkey put the symbols down.
Okay, the quickest way... I'm
making tortillas.
That's what we're having for dinner. I'm making tortillas. The quickest way to find us is actually to put Sin Gaming Guild in the search on Facebook. Otherwise, it is the usual www.facebook.com/SinGamingGuild, all one word.
Or a couple of dots and a forward slash.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, the usual blah, blah, blah. And it's actually HTTPS now on Facebook. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Or you can keep up with John, HJ, and I on the Living in Sin Facebook page. Again, it's on Facebook, obviously, because it's the Living in Sin Facebook page. And it's just the facebook.com/Living in Sin podcast.
Or if you don't like the Book of Face, you can go to the Tunes of I, or should I say iTunes? Living in Sin podcasts are posted on iTunes. Go subscribe so you don't miss out on the latest episodes.
I
and
like
have
that.
Your glass of wine.
I like that, the Tunes of I and the Book of Face.
What is it with the Yoda talk? I got it last night. And
no, actually, I'm getting it from Romeo and Juliet.
What?
If you watch Romeo and Juliet, the movie, or even read it, it's they kind of speak that way.
Oh my god, we saw Warhorse last night. Has anybody seen that movie? Oh my god. You need to see Warhorse. It's just like...
Oh, that movie is just... it's a great movie. That's a great movie.
I saw something with the horse online, but I don't think it was the same thing.
It was
entertaining though,
and I think it was a donkey.
I give it a 9.5.
Okay, Lindsay, do you have any closing words you'd like to give to our listeners before these two dig us into a really deep hole that we may get cut off forever from the internet broadcasting world?
Not really. Other than aloha, it's noon here. I'm thinking about lunch.
Really?
Yes.
What are you having for lunch?
I don't know. Husband, what are we having for lunch? Kalua pork?
Macaroni pork.
Salad? Kalua pork. You know, the pork, the pig they bury in the ground and
Kalua?
Let it roast.
They call that gorilla pork?
Kalua.
Kalua.
Okay. Kalua.
K-A-L-H-U-A.
Like the liqueur or whatever it is, the chocolate milk drink?
Yes.
Okay.
I like chocolate milk.
Yes. No.
I like chocolate milk.
Hello.
Hey, babe. Hey.
Oh God. Oh God. And do any closing words so we can put the lid on this hilarity and throw it in the trash.
You guys are killing me. I've already got a stiff neck. So you guys are killing me. Yeah, I took a Viagra and didn't swallow it fast enough.
Oh. Oh God, there goes that little piece edited out there.
A visual on that was great. Thanks.
We're now leveling up the adult content portion on the iTunes.
Well, that goal of
yeah, that goes that G rating.
Yeah, G rating is out the window.
Yes, indeedy. And HJ, what about you? What would you like to say to our listeners before we all go about our boring real life worlds?
Send in the gnomes!
I've got gold, lots of gold for really cheap. Visit my website, which has the cheapest prices on the net, with lots of gold for really cheap. Anyone, buy some gold from me, please?
I want something from you.
No, it's Lieutenant Colonel Virtue.
You and your kind have infected the streets of Azeroth with your gold selling for far too long.
No, please, have mercy.
Mercy? Have you been merciful to those who have been driven mad by your constant spamming? I'm afraid mercy is a bit out of my reach at the moment.
But I haven't done anything to deserve this.
You have just been so very annoying. And I hate being annoyed. The wages of gold spamming is...
No, please!
Thank you. Now, I have a new mission for you.
It won't be anything like the last one, will it?
Quiet.
Because I still have a rest from that.
Just shut up and let me speak. Siegfried, activate the monitor. Now, it seems that a new villain has emerged. He calls himself Lieutenant Colonel Virtue, and he has killed dozens of annoying players over the past few months. I think that stopping him can only be done by the mighty Morphin Midget Gnomes.
That's Little People Gnomes.
Yes, Little People Gnomes. Sorry.
I don't know. Last time you sent us on a mission, we got indecently assaulted by a giant crab and his fat turtle friend. I think I'd rather eat cupcakes and watch a bullfight. All in favor?
Aye!
Now look, this isn't a democracy. I'm in command here, and I'm telling you that you're going on this mission.
But what makes you our commander?
Look, you little asinine midget gnomes.
Little people gnomes.
Oh, little people gnomes, sorry. I'm a giant floating head. That means that I am in charge, and you'd better do what I say.
All in favor of poking the giant floating head's eyes out?
Aye!
Wait, let's talk about this a little bit.
Tell you what, giant head, we'll go on this mission if you bribe us.
Bribes! Bribes!
What? Why are you in charge all of a sudden?
Because I'm the red gnome, and as we all know, red is the favorite color of boys between the ages of 6 and 15. Reasonable. Makes sense.
He's the leader.
Yep.
All right, fine. If you go on this mission, I'll buy you all cupcakes.
And?
And I'll buy you all a subscription to Good Gnome Keeping.
And?
And I'll take you all to a bullfight.
Hooray!
Okay, so here's the plan. We think that Lieutenant Colonel Virtue is the alter ego of a certain graduate student at the Evil Alchemist University.
Who is we?
What?
You said we think, but you're the only one here yapping at us.
Look, it's called the majestic plural, and it's just a manner of speech.
But if you're the only one here, you should say I think, not we think. Am I right, fellas?
Yep.
All right, fine. I think that Lieutenant Colonel Virtue is really the alter ego of Mr. Evil, a graduate student at the Evil Alchemist University. He is the assistant of Associate Professor Quintus and lectures for the Evil 101 class every morning. I want you to go to this university, follow this Mr. Evil around, and then destroy him at an opportune time.
I think we need a new United Superform first.
Yes, the last one was embarrassing. A leopard gnome? Good gravy.
Well, at least you aren't the clavicle. Why is it that whenever we unite into a superform, I am always the clavicle?
There are worse parts to be, trust me.
Why, what are you? I'd rather not say.
Yes, a new form. Good point. How is this for a new United Superform?
Perfect. I'd be proud to be the clavicle of that.
Good, that's settled then. And now, my mighty Morphin Midget Gnomes...
Little People Gnomes.
Little People Gnomes, sorry. Go forth and defeat Lieutenant Colonel Virtue!
Up!
Good morning, class. My name is Associate... Mr. Evil.
and I'll be filling in for Professor Quintus today, who felt that schmoozing with the dean over a couple of drinks was more important than teaching his own class. So then, here is what you need to know to be evil. First, you must be convinced of your own self-importance, and you must be under the delusion that everyone else is an idiot except for you. It helps to be a college student to meet this requirement, so you should all do just fine. Second, you must be obsessed with your own rights and freedoms, have a sense of undeserved entitlement, and suffer from a disease called I can do whatever the flag I want because I'm convinced that there are absolutely no consequences for any of my actions, area. And lastly, you must fancy yourself a rebel who stands against all forms of authority and thinks that the government, corporations, and the man are responsible for all the woes in the world, which of course isn't very rebellious at all, and is what every other 20-something moron who thinks that he is an individual with an original thought believes. Right, any questions? No? Good, class dismissed. I'm going for a drink.
Halt, Lieutenant Colonel Virtue.
Oh, hello there. I think you have me confused with someone else.
Ha! We are no fools. We know of your secret identity and of the terror you wreak during the night. We have been sent here to destroy you.
I don't know what you mean.
Do you mean to tell me that at night you don't go out and kill all the gold farmers, beggars, and other annoying players?
What, me? Nah, I'm just a humble graduate student. I spend my days grading papers and parroting the opinions of my superiors. You must have me confused with someone else. Tell me, oh midget gnomes.
Little people gnomes.
Yes, midget gnomes, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Tell me, even if I was this Lieutenant Colonel Virtue, what could you possibly have against him?
Well, he is a villain who rids the world of annoying players.
So?
He is besting me with the power of his logic.
He's just playing mind tricks on you. Don't give in.
It seems to me that this lieutenant is doing the world a favor. Perhaps you, not he, are the real villains.
Enough of your mind games. We know who you are. It is time for your comeuppance to come up. Midget gnomes unite. Up, 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 up. Blue, mighty mother midget gnome unite.
Green, mighty mother midget gnome unite.
Pink, mighty mother midget gnome unite.
Why is this background so swirly?
Yellow, Mighty Morphin Midget Gnome Unite. Red, Mighty Morphin Midget Gnome Unite.
Wow. I must say, that is pretty impressive. But like I already told you, I have no idea who this Lieutenant Colonel Virtue is, so... Have a good day. See, you've gone and annoyed me now. And I hate being annoyed! Fight.
Thanks.
Why are you with this giant floating head guy, eh? Why not join me, and together we can rid the world of all nuisances?
We're afraid that can't happen.
Why not?
Because if we destroy you, we get to see a bullfight.
Oh, never mind. You aren't worth the trouble.
Hey, where are you going?
I've got annoying places to be and annoying people to kill, my lovelies. Pray we never meet again, for I won't hold back next time.
But now we won't get to go to the bullfight.
Just tell the giant head that you got me.
Oh, good idea.
Ah, you cretins.
guys, I just got word that Lieutenant Colonel Virtue killed an entire guild of female Blood Elf mailbox dancers. You lied to me!
We'll get him next time.
Yeah, next time!
I hate this job. My midget gnomes don't respect me at all. I hate this job so much. I wish I could find another job. I wish I could be an artist. That's what I would like to be.
Are you talking about the midget gnomes?
What's this? The giant floating bald head? My arch nemesis?
I think it's very interesting that you find the midget gnomes not appreciative of your efforts.
They're my midget gnomes, bald head. So get your bald head out of here.
They've expressed a great interest in working for the bald head these days.
Fire and foo! I say we have a laser eyeball fight!
You are on! This is going nowhere.
It is going nowhere.
What now?
I suppose we have a whistling competition.
You're on.
Or did you mean?
Curses!
I win!
I challenge you to a lens flare contest.
A lens flare? Oh no!
Begin!
Sing! Sing! I can't get mine to work. You bastard!
Weakling!
So what's that? One, one, and then zero.
What shall we do next?
We need something to draw this eye.
The challenge is yours.
The challenge is mine. I guess that means that I've got to come up with an idea off the top of my head right at this moment.
I have one.
What's that?
Let's play a good round of tongue, teeth, lips. Ready? Tongue, teeth, lips. Ah!
Okay. Tongue, teeth, lips.
You don't understand. It works like rock, paper, scissors. Tongue, teeth, lips.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, I'm looking at you. I'm going to do...
All right, on three. One, two, three. Teeth.
Oh, I did teeth too.
Okay, that's all around. One, two, three.
I did tongue.
Tongue, both tongue. One, two, three.
Teeth. Oh, damn it.
One, two, three.
Oh,
this game is going nowhere.
Nowhere fast.
Shall we declare it a draw?
I suppose we shall declare it a draw.
Okay.
I shall keep my midget gnomes, and you shall keep your...
Lensler.
Lensler. All right, we shall go in peace.
Until next time, hairhead.
Until next time, giant floating bald head. I bid you adieu.